wish I could go back, back to the days, back when life was simple and I wasn't so afraid. The biggest problems we had were just the monsters in our closets, and waking up every Saturday wondering what games we're gonna play. Cause back in those days, it was all about the extra lives, all about the cartoons and staying up until sunrise. And now that the darkness has taken over outside, it's important to remember who we are inside.
Cause it doesn't matter if those monsters are still there, cause there's always gonna be just one of them more to life than living in fear. Cause it doesn't matter if those monsters are still there, so go outside and play with some toys, pretend you're a kid and be alive. It doesn't matter if those monsters are still there, it doesn't matter if those monsters are still there, and it doesn't matter if those monsters are still there. Cause take it from me, you don't wanna waste your life on negativity.
It was 1986, 3 a.m., middle of the night, the rain was pouring softly, reminding me of my slight hesitations, my fears. My curiosity was drawing near, cause I could hear it calling at the door. I get up, slowly, I tiptoe across the floor. I'm stepping over the toys who lay silent, saying nothing more. And there it stood, beckoning me, the darkest part of all my dreams, the culmination of all my fears, right there in front of me. Timid at first, I reach out and grab the handle softly. I hear the creature cackle inside, it was altogether shocking. I couldn't help it, I knew I had to see what was inside. I had to pry open that door and look at the evil that night. I gasped, I stepped back, almost tripping over the toys. The monster looked at me and said, "Shh, don't make a noise. I'm here to show you the darkness of the world, and that the light inside will always be you.
Cause it